So, Father God, I pray right now that your word would be spoken in spirit and truth. Give us ears to hear and hearts that are open. In your precious name, amen. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm actually talking about prayer today. I don't know if that's come across yet. But our reading was about the widow and the judge. Those two characters. Therefore, are we like the widow, impoverished, powerless, and not connected, beating the door, and God is like the judge, not interested in us, far too busy, but we pester him, and we finally get an answer? Or is it like this? We're opposite to the widow. We're not abandoned or left hopeless. We're God's adopted sons and daughters, part of God's family, and he loves to hear our voice. And is God opposite to the judge? Our God is righteous, just, holy, tender, responsive, and sympathetic. I really hope that we all think the second version rather than the first version. If not, please keep listening, and I really hope you change your mind. And if you do, still please keep listening. That would be really helpful and useful. As I said, I'm feeling pretty that I've got nothing to offer, but I want to encourage you this morning. You know all what I'm going to talk about, but it's good to be reminded and encouraged. So in Zephaniah 3, we're reminded, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He takes great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Can you believe that? The God that made us and knows us inside out, he's singing over us because he loves us so much. I love that. I love it. Because God sees us through his eyes, not through our weaknesses. In Jeremiah 29:11-14, he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me with all your heart, and I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity." So who better to learn about prayer but from the one that did it so much and gave such good examples? Jesus. So Matthew 6, 5-15. Jesus talks about prayer, and because the disciples ask him, what is prayer? And he talks about that you pray secretly. In Mark 1, 35-37, Jesus demonstrates that very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. But then Simon and his companions were looking for him. Jesus went with them preaching. So why secretly then? Why is that so important? Well, it's to be away from distractions. Prayer, on the whole, is about the dialogue between us and God, where he listens to us and we listen to him. A husband and a wife develop their relationship when they're alone with each other and not when they're surrounded by lots of other people or distractions. How can we get to know God and keep in relationship with him if we don't talk to him? Jesus also talks about praying sincerely. Don't be like the Pharisees and those that are shouting it from the temples, look, I'm praying, I'm saying all these amazing words, and look at me, how great am I? Psalm 62, verse 8, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. God wants our hearts, not stock phrases and highly spiritual words, words we always say. If you said the same cold words to your wife or your husband or your child, they would feel unloved and uncared for. They want to know your heart. They want to know the real you. God wants people who are set on fire for him, those who are passionate. Revelation 3:15 to 16 says, I know your deeds, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither not hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. I do not want to be spit out of God's mouth. I want him to keep singing over me. I want that relationship. I want to be boiling hot for him. I don't want to be freezing cold, and I definitely don't want to be lukewarm. The religious people of Jesus would make sure everyone knew they were praying. They did it publicly and not to glorify God. Jesus also said in that same passage, pray specifically. And he gave us a template to pray. He didn't give us prayer, he gave us a template. And so let's go through that template. We know the template. We say it every week. And so the first bit, our Father. God is our heavenly Father. We are adopted, as we've already mentioned, and we're loved by him. He is the father to the fatherless, and he deserves all our praise. Next bit, in heaven, our Father in heaven. He is, all right, I'm going to struggle with these words, but there we go. He is omnipotent. So he's great in power and influence. He is omnipresent. Present everywhere at all times. And he's omniscient, that's the one, all-knowing. Ephesians 3, 20 to 21 says he's able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. I'm just going to say that again. He is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. Next bit, hallowed be your name. Praise his holy name. His name is great and greatly to be praised. He's holy, righteous, majestic. Next bit, your kingdom come. Keith phenomenally talked about this last week, the kingdom of God. And I'm not going to repeat what he said. I'm not good enough to do that. But it's about the reign and rule of God, a place of peace, a place of love, a place of justice. He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Next bit, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Putting God first in everything. His ways are perfect. Submitting to him. Submit to God, in Job it says, and be at peace with him. In this way, prosperity will come to you. Accept instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. Give us this day our daily bread. So this is where we lay out all our concerns to God. We've come quite a long way, and I don't know about you sometimes, but when I pray, I kind of start with a list of the things that I need. I'm forgetting that we actually need. It's all about praising God first, and then we've got this little bit, give us today. This is from a song, but I don't know which song, but I saw it on somebody's wall, and I thought it was amazing. So, when thou wakest in the morning, ere thou tread the untried way, of the lot that lies before thee through the coming busy day, whether sunbeams promise brightness, whether dim forebodings fall, be thy dawning glad or gloomy, go to Jesus, tell him all. In Philippians 4, 4-7, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. I'm really sorry, what did it say? It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Am I listening? But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. My goodness, don't we need that? Don't we need to hear that? We need that repeating to us. Like, come on. And then the next bit, forgive our debts, our sins, our trespasses. Because lots of versions say lots of things. But I quite like sin. Or debts. I'm not a big fan of trespasses, but that's because I maybe can't say it all the time. My teeth aren't always in. And so Jesus died on the cross to forgive us. We never deserved it, and we still don't. But we need to lay our burdens down, our poor attitudes, our mourning, our grumbling, our stubbornness, and our anger. As we forgive those who sin against us, let's not be like the unmerciful servant from Matthew 18. He begged his master to write off his debt so that he didn't go to prison. His master agreed to write it off, and then somebody begged the servant to pay off his debt, but the servant refused, and that was his downfall. Next bit, lead us not into temptation. What are the things that tempt you, that make you stumble and fall? Maybe it's unbelief, fear. God makes our paths straight. Next bit, but deliver us from the evil one. If we have daily communion with God and we know the word, we will have the weapons to fight. Otherwise, we remain weak. Death has been defeated. And then we always add at the end of our, when we say the Lord's Prayer, for yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory. God has everything in his hands. El Shaddai, God Almighty. And an easy way to do this, because that's quite a lot to get through when you're trying to pray, is using Acts. And I'm sure lots of you have used Acts and using the letters. So A. A is for adoration. Adore him above all others. Praise him at all times, in all circumstances. How do you show love to a loved one? How much more does God deserve? C in Acts is confession. Be honest, open, and clear. Remember, God knows everything anyway, so you can't hide anything. Nothing's hidden from God. But telling him lifts the burden and the guilt. Cast your burdens on him, for he cares for you. T is for thanksgiving. Don't forget to thank him for what he's done. He's our life, our hope, our purpose. Rini always says, when you ask her, how are you? She goes, I'm still breathing. I'm still here. S is for supplication. Requests. God knows anyway, but don't forget to ask for those impossible prayers. The mountain moving, faith-filled, big deal things. Remember, he's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will provide. So how often do we pray? 1 Thessalonians 5, 16-18, without ceasing. Rejoice always, pray continually, Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So we saw in the earlier bit of passage about praying secretly, but what about praying together? Why do we do that? In Matthew 18:19, again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am. We build each other up when we pray together. Praying together creates unity and builds his kingdom. And surely that's what we want to happen. So I want to encourage you, if you're able to, look at your prayer. Look at what you do. Do you pray regularly? Are you in communion with God? Do you pray daily? Do you pray minute by minute? Do you pray weekly, monthly? What about praying together? So don't forget that church, that we have a prayer meeting on a Tuesday, and that we want to encourage you to come and pray together, because that creates unity, and that's so much better than disharmony and all the things. And we can support each other, and that's why we come together on a Sunday morning as it is, because we want to support each other and care for each other, and we want to bring God's kingdom in. We want to see souls saved. That's our heart, isn't it? That's what we want to do. We want to be an example to others around us. Just an example, me and my mum go shopping on a Friday. It's just something we always do. And we often have tea. We either have tea at home or we go out for tea. And we quite like KFC. We'd go to some others, but, you know, it's the closest one, isn't it? It's right by where Morrison's is. And the lovely people at KFC on Friday, they were horrid to us. They were really rude and they were really not very nice. And the inner us wants to get, oh, that's not very nice, and moan and whinge about them. And I stopped myself, because I started to start, oh, well, that wasn't very good customer service. But I stopped myself straight away, and we prayed blessing for them, didn't we? And we prayed that, who knows what life is throwing at them? Who knows what has happened previously? And we prayed blessing for them. We prayed that they would come to know Jesus. How often do you do that? How often? Because people are people. We hurt each other. I will say things that hurt you. You will say things that hurt me. But you know what? God still loves us. God knows everything about us. And when somebody hurts us, we need to be praying for them. We need to be lifting them up. We need to pray that God moves in their life. So we're going to sing our next song, and it's the Lord's Prayer. And we're going to use the YouTube to help us. So if you want to stand, you can. If you want to stay seated, you can.